Epilogue. Riding down the wind to the court of Bregna at sundown, he dismounted and stood by his wind steed, a tired man, his gray head bowed. They gathered quickly about him, all the bright-haired people of the castle, asking him what the great fire in the south had been, whether runners from the plains telling of the stranger's destruction were telling the truth. It was strange how they gathered around him, knowing that he knew. He looked for Ganya among them. When he saw her face, he found speech, and said haltingly, "The place of the enemy is destroyed. They will not come back here. Your lord Ganhing has been avenged, and my lord Mogian, and your brothers, Yahan, and Kio's people, and my friends. They are all dead." They made way for him, and he went on into the castle alone. In the evening of a day, some days after that, a clear blue twilight after thunder showers, he walked with Ganya on the rain-wet terrace of the tower. She had asked him if he would leave Bregna now. He was a long time answering. "I don't know. Yahan will go back to the north, to Hallen, I think. There are lads here who would like to make the voyage by sea, and the Lady of Hallen is waiting for news of her son. But Hallen is not my home. I have none here. I am not of your people." She knew something now of what he was, and asked, "Will your own people not come to seek you?" He looked out over the lovely country, the river gleaming in the summer dusk far to the south. "They may," he said, 8 years from now. They can send death at once, but life is slower. Who are my people? I am not what I was. I have changed. I have drunk from the well in the mountains, and I wish never to be again where I might hear the voices of my enemies." They walked in silence, side by side, 7 steps to the parapet. Then Ganya, looking up toward the blue, dim bulwark of the mountains, said, "Stay with us here." Rokanan paused a little and then said, "I will, for a while." But it was for the rest of his life. When ships of the League returned to the planet, and Yahan guided one of the surveys south to Bregna to find him, he was dead. The people of Bregna mourned their lord, and his widow, tall and fair-haired, wearing a great blue jewel set in gold at her throat, greeted those who came seeking him. So he never knew that the League had given that world his name. This concludes the reading of Rokanan's World by Ursula K. Le Guin. Copyright 1966 by Ursula K. Le Guin. This book was read by Stefan Rudnicki. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Skyboat Road Company, Inc., and was produced in 2007 by Skyboat Road Company, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Skyboat Road Company, Inc. or Blackstone Audio, Inc.